This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Rabbi Shmuley's our guest for another 10 minutes or so. We definitely need to have him back for more discussions about all this. But I wanted to get all the perspectives out here. But since I raised this, because I want this on record, how dare you say Michelle Obama, who has these giant linebacker shoulders, and we have her coming out of Harvard, but looks like a rubber snake in her pants bouncing around. Shmuley's been really focused on my stuff, saying I can't see anything down there, so you have this tiny pee-pee. But then Michelle's got this big anaconda in her pants. Here is Joan Rivers.
You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. I should do very well because I don't show.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. It's okay.
I just wanted to get that in there. So that's where I got that. You say I'm disgraceful for saying it. But that's a separate issue. What's your view on Trump telling Israel they need to stop what he believes is indiscriminate bombing? Because that's what it looks like to him.
First of all, let me just say, I can't believe that your source is Joan Rivers. You do know that she was a comedian. I thought I'd just remind you of that. Comedians tell jokes, humor, irony. Anyway, I just don't believe in degrading women. I'm not a big Barack Obama fan. He gave America the catastrophe, the abomination of the Iran nuclear agreement that empowered Iran with $150 billion. Which ultimately filtered its way to the October 7th attack. There's no question about it. For those who are against Israel getting $3 billion a year, which is all spent here on military aid for Israel, it would take Israel 50 years to get what Obama gave Iran. I just don't believe in degrading his wife. I'm not a misogynist. And the stuff that Candace Owens said about the First Lady of France is disgusting, repulsive, and should be rejected by anyone of conscience.
Well, that's the first pedophile.
I can't believe that Candace Owens is such a woman hater. And I want to say something
else.
But
you won't respond to the First Lady of France being a pedophile.
You said you're not going to interrupt me.
Okay.
No, that's not what she brought up.
I'm not done as much as you.
Genitals. And I didn't talk about your pee-pee. I was saying the moment you start focusing on other people's vulge or lack thereof, then you make yourself fair game, Alex Jones. Now,
hey, I don't mind it.
Let me go to a non-academic theory. This is pure speculation. I've always thought, and I'll get to your question about Trump, which is an important one. You know, what's the reason for anti-Semitism? World's oldest hatred, wherever the Jews go, the Jews are communists, the Jews are fascists, the Jews are capitalists. Whatever it is, we're blamed for and we're slaughtered for it. And you have said so many lies about Israel, which you really should repent for, just because one day you're going to stand before God. But be that as it may, I've always thought to myself, you know, could it be that it's sexual repression that makes so many people, these anti-Semites, hate Jews? Because so many people like you and Candace Owens are obsessed with Jewish sex. We're here. You brought up butt plugs, my book, Kosher Sex, which I could not be more proud of. Alex, maybe you're having terrible sex. Maybe you are just, I don't know. Maybe, one second, maybe you're really repressed. Maybe you just don't know what the hell you're doing. And maybe if you read my book and were less repressed, you would hate people less. Maybe you'd have more joy in your life. Maybe you'd have more celebration in your life. But I've seen so many, it's incredible, so many anti-Semites, they hate Jews having great sex. Now, we Jews have great sex. We believe in it. The Bible
celebrates
it.
All right, I'm going to break. We got 1 minute break. We'll come back. But I'm not going to tell you about my personal life.
You should read my book and get past your sexual repression.
Your holiness, I can assure you.
I like that. I like your holiness. Thank you.
Your grace, I have an extremely empowered life. In fact, it's kind of, I'm not Will Chamberlain.
I don't know. It sounds like you're really jealous of mine, to be perfectly honest. I'm prepared to give you a bunch of our novelty products for your wife, by the way. Only in marriage. We're against adultery, God forbid, pornography. I'll give it to you as a gift. just so that maybe you'll be a little bit less.
Smoley, you got me where it hurts, man. I'm really repressed. I've never had any women. You're right. My sex life's terrible.
You sound pretty darn jealous of Jews.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
All right. Yeah, His Holiness, the Supreme Rabbi Shumley.
Running down.
At Rabbi Shumley on X. We got a few more minutes before Owen Benjamin takes over. So, Rabbi, you wanted to hit the Trump thing. Trump said, let's put the thing on screen. I forget the exact quote. Trump said Israel is really destroying itself PR-wise, which the rabbi says doesn't matter. Trump says Israel made a very big mistake with Gaza destruction. And so you say you don't care about what the world thinks, but you say Hamas is using these kids as human shields. I think it's true that they hide under hospitals and you know, do all that. And I've covered that. But it doesn't matter. These are innocent people being annihilated. Israel's plan, I've been hearing it, is to drive them all out. Where are they going to go? Tell me what you think of Trump. But first, if Israel can't take these folks out of Gaza because they're so salted with terrorists, well, then how are we supposed to take them here?
Whoever said that Israel wants to drive the Palestinians out of Gaza? Israel withdrew from Gaza. I used to visit the Jewish settlements, Gush Katif, in Gaza. My children were some of the last kids to plant trees, 2005, in Gaza. Israel withdrew completely. Gaza was the first Palestinian state. Look what it became. It became Terroristan, just a terror launching pad to murder Jews. And they have launched thousands of rockets. All the money went to not schools and hospitals, universities, or even one darn bomb shelter for the Palestinians. It all went to building tunnels, and we're talking five-star tunnels for the Hamas Hitler, Yichya Yash. He's in a tunnel with like LCD television screens while these people die, and they are used as human shields. Israel never said they're going to move them. Israel just said it has to keep the security there because they tried 18 years ago to leave, and 200,000 rockets were being fired at them. You live in Austin, and if you lived in a bomb shelter most of the time, you'd go to the government and say, what the hell? Okay, that's the first point. The Palestinians are our brothers, but Hamas is not. When you said before that Netanyahu wants to destroy, he used Amalek, he meant Hamas. I have no issue with Israel killing every single Hamas fighter because they have erased the image of God from their countenance. They have erased their humanity, but not my Palestinian brothers and sisters. They're not guilty. Hamas is guilty. You once said that 25,000, 30,000 civilians were killed during the war. Alex, that's BS. That's a fraudulent lie. Most accurate numbers are there's been a 1-to-1, and even that's too high, civilian to terrorist ratio.
When they blow up 20-story buildings, that's indiscriminate.
No. They give them ample warning over and over again to leave. They beg them, they tell them, and they risk their fighters by giving advance warning to Hamas.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about Trump.
Let's go to Trump. Trump is easily the best friend that Israel ever had in the Oval Office. Whatever anyone thinks, whatever else they think about Donald Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem, which is Israel's and the Jewish people's eternal capital. He recognized Gaza. He defunded UNRWA. We now know that UNRWA, the stupid UN, which is a dyed-in-the-wool anti-Semitic body, Franklin Roosevelt, who created it, would turn over in his grave. He defunded UNRWA. We know that UNRWA actually paid UN employees, were terrorists, went in killing people. Even, and now the United States, thank God, even the Biden administration has defunded them. Trump deserves phenomenal credit and gratitude from the American Jewish community for what he did for Israel. Trump is not saying that Israel should not fight this war. In fact, he said clearly Israel should fight it, and he would do the exact same thing. He said just make it quicker. The problem is that Israel comes under so much pressure from people like you, so it can't fight, finish this war. Now, there are 28 brigades of Hamas. There are two left in Rafah. Would you have gone to Franklin Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Alex Jones at the end of the war and said, you know, leave them in Berlin, leave them in Hamburg, leave 30, 40 divisions of Panzer divisions? You never would have said that. You would have said, finish off Rommel, finish off von Rundstedt. You would have destroyed Himmler's SS.
Rommel was killed by Hitler a year and a half before the end of the war.
No, he wasn't killed. He was forced to take poison because they said that they didn't even say that he planned the von Stauffen.
Operation Valkyrie. Listen,
right.
I'm going to...
Right. Well, they forced
you
him
got
to
more
himself.
Time.
Well,
let me say something now.
Say something nice about the Jews. Can't you say something nice before you end? Is there anything nice? Do you like my suit? Do you like my tie, my beard? Is there anything nice you could say about Jews?
You know, if you actually followed what I do, I'm not an enemy of any of these groups and people. But I'm saying, just because Israel gets attacked, you say it's anti-Semitic, saying Israel knew when there's an October 7th stand down that Netanyahu said he would investigate. I've said, I don't know if Netanyahu did it or who did it, why was there a stand down in Israel? Why did a Biden send...
Because it was the biggest Jewish holiday of the whole... They always... That's what happened on Yom Kippur. My sons are soldiers. I can tell you firsthand. My sons begged the IDF to go home. You know, my son got married. He was engaged 3 weeks after the war started. The soldiers have families. They're conscripted for 3 years. My sons are combat soldiers. There was a stand down because it was a double attack. They attacked on the Sabbath, which we Jews take very holy, and secondly, on the holiest, happiest day of the calendar, Simchat Torah. They planned it for 3 years. Was it a screw-up in Israel's military? Of course. Was it an intelligence failure? Of course. We Jews are not omnipotent. We're not omniscient. Mossad's good, but they also screw up. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that when George Washington, I know that you believe that, 9/11 was a setup, and when George Washington was surprised by the British in Brooklyn and was pushed all the way into New Jersey, was George Washington a traitor? Did he do it on purpose? Tell me, Alex Jones, did he? When Lincoln lost Bull Run, was that a setup?
You're
did he do it
question.
On purpose?
You're asking a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Did Washington and Lincoln know
you're
about
not letting me
these
finish.
Impending defeats?
Because you don't want me to answer.
I do.
Israel is a tiny country and has a huge security fence, and for 7 hours plus stood down. That should be investigated. I don't know the answers to that.
Of course it should be investigated.
Okay, well, Netanyahu says he'll do it after. My point is that Hezbollah was funding it, but Hamas knew right where to go where the Shin Bet secret facilities were, and knew right where to go. They had been given intel, and this whole thing looks like some excuse to get Israel attacked, to keep Netanyahu in power, and then launch this new giant war. Won't be the first time that's happened. And I'm not blaming Israel in general.
Yeah, but you always have some conspiracy, so I'm asking you a question. George Washington knew that General Howe was going to land his Marines, the Redcoats, somewhere in New York, and then he gets pushed. 2 years he loses the war. He only starts to rebuild it on 1775, Christmas night. Was George Washington a traitor? Did he know that the British were coming? He had all the
George Washington yes didn't have three layers of security fences and an armed camp with Apache helicopters.
He knew they were going to land, and he knew the terrain.
He didn't
did
have he satellites. He didn't
and how,
have the
and how about Lincoln? How about Lincoln, who loses the Battle of Bull Run 1 hour from Washington, D.C.? Was that intentional as well?
No, he didn't have satellites. I'm saying it wasn't a 7 hour.
In other words,
at
so
least Lincoln knew Bull Run was happening.
You respect,
at least George Washington knew there was a war. Come on, man.
When it's people you respect, like Washington, Lincoln, they're never traitors. When it's people you hate, Israel, the Jews, they're always involved in some conspiracy. The Jews are responsible for 9/11. In order to
Rabbi.
You're not listening.
Let me finish in closing. I didn't bring up the USS Liberty. The Israelis have testified in court, and I've interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, before he died, who was the head admiral at the time, when Israel tried to sink that intelligence ship because it knew what was going on in Egypt. What do you say about the USS Liberty?
A Jewish admiral? Do you know that it was a Jewish admiral, Hyman Rickover, who built our entire nuclear deterrent? How dare you attack a Jewish admiral? You are, and by the way, I've been to his grave at Arlington. You know that a Jewish admiral with the name Hyman, doesn't get more Jewish than that, built the entire nuclear navy. Is that correct, Alex Jones?
Well, wait a minute. I just asked you about the USS Liberty.
No.
And the stand down. You bring up Jews. There are loyal Jews in our country.
Dual loyalty. You're attacking dual loyalty. Did Hyman Rickover, a Jew, build the entire nuclear navy?
Hey, Rabbi, must have missed what I said. I said I've interviewed Admiral Moore.
I'm first asking you a yes or no question. Did a Jewish admiral named Hyman...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
ADL
say,
is an anti-American.
Say what you want about that, but don't deny the Holocaust by
the
saying
ADL
that the
ADL is helping steal the next election.
The ADL never put you, Alex Jones, into a freaking concentration camp.
The left wants to arrest conservatives. They want to put Trump in prison. All right, Rabbi, thank you so much. I don't want to keep our guest host too long. I appreciate it.
Can I promote my $2? You promoted a lot of your powders, man.
I love butt plugs for pedophiles.
No, you know, I told you I'm giving those to you for free because you seem to really need it. So that's a gift. You don't have to plug that. What? It's coming just
for
you.
Will you help me fit my butt plug?
However,
are you Rabbi Butt Plug?
Whatever floats your boat, Alex Jones, it seems that you're jealous of my sex life very deeply, and I don't want you to be jealous. It seems that your skills in that area may be a little
bit lacking. I'm not as good as doing lap dances with my grandchildren.
I want to promote Kosher Jesus, my book Kosher Jesus, which will finally give you the real truth based on the New Testament. And I want to promote the Israel warrior that fights people like you that lie about Israel. And finally, kosher hate, the hatred of evil. Alex Jones, I'm sorry that you don't really have a bit of an inner moral compass. I'm sorry that you feel you have to be pushed to condemn October 7th. And until next time, God bless you. Take care. I hope that you will find the real Jesus, the Jewish Jesus, and I hope that you will be one with God. And finally, I hope you will one day repent of Sandy Hook. You really should.
All right. Great. I didn't say, like, Madeleine Albright, we killed 500,000 Iraqi kids, good price to pay. I've done nothing. The whole Sandy Hook thing is a made-up corporate projection where I'm against kids. It's all crap. People see through it. And I appreciate you joining us today. Very, very interesting. There goes the rabbi. All right. Talk show host, top comedian, Owen Benjamin. I apologize at Owen Benjamin on X. That took 20 minutes of his time. He takes over now. We'll skip both the network breaks. We've got one local break coming up in a few minutes. Owen Benjamin.
All right. Thanks for having me. Everyone, give a round of applause to Alex Jones. That was some of the best entertainment I've ever seen. No need to apologize, bud. For the 20-minute delay, I got to sit here and watch that, and that was hilarious. I have a theory that most canceled people, regardless of their politics or religion or anything, it's because they're really funny. And I would just like to point out, I'm not brown-nosing or anything. Me and Alex have made fun of each other in the past. You know, I'm not that kind of person. Alex Jones is hilarious. Mr. Buttplug just made me laugh out loud alone in a barn. So well done, my friend. That was great. And I'm honored to be here. I can't believe I get to follow Rabbi Shmuley, the highly religious dildo salesman. I've never had that as a comedian. I want him to open for me on the road. That was amazing. I mean, listen, there's a lot, you know, he's obviously gross, but like there's something hilarious about Shmuley. Man, I have a weak spot for people that try to make the most absurd arguments. He just made an argument. that he had the moral high ground as a butt plug lubricant salesman. I mean, that was high level chutzpah right there. I mean, can you imagine? All right, he just made a claim with Alex Jones that if only Alex Jones had used his butt plugs and lubrication that he sells with his daughter, his marriage would have been saved. And I couldn't stop laughing, thinking about that conversation where Alex goes to his wife. He's like, listen, you know, I know we're having a lot of problems and we're having a lot of disagreements, but I'm ready to actually attack the real problem. I've been talking to this religious rabbi who sells, his daughter sells lubrication and butt plugs, and, you know, it's time to really, we attack the deep state, you know, in our relationship, which, there's nothing deeper than our butts. So I'm going to strap this thing on, and, I don't want any judgment. It's, kosher. It's, made with, the blessings of, the covenant, God chosen people. They come in rainbow, you know, there's pink, there's black. I'm going to use the Darth Vader one because, you know, it's a little more masculine, it's more patriotic. Little red, white, white, white. I mean, that's so preposterous. And, you know, Alex did a great job with that. So I have a lot to talk about today, but I can't. I mean, after watching that, I have to review Shmuley a little bit. He said that we're obsessed with Jewish sex. So he's saying that we're the ones obsessed with their sex life when he literally sells dildos and writes books about how more people should sell dildos. And then he said that, you know, more that they have the best sex lives, but yet they sell lube. Let me tell you a little something about us simple rural goy. I didn't even know the purpose of lube. You know, someone had to explain it to me because in my experience, the woman is usually attracted to the man. You know, they haven't litigated themselves into a bedroom and used leverage and shame and, you know, some form of like a court order. At that point, you're going to need some heavy duty lubricants. I mean, that to me is really funny. So he made the claim that he has the moral high ground because of the butt plugs. And it saves the marriages. And then he condemned Alex's marriage because he wasn't using lube that he sells with his daughter. I don't know. I just loved it. And he also, Rabbi Shmuley, you said, quote unquote, you make yourself game, fair game when you bring something up. And then you said Joan Rivers was a comedian. She was joking. Well, Shmuley, I'm also a comedian. And you opened the door for the grabber mask. I don't know if you guys saw Rabbi Shmuley's video about Candace Owens where he put on a giant grabber mask and wrote Candace on his shirt. Well, I also have a grabber mask. And, you know, people have called this anti-Semitic. I didn't make it. I didn't even ask for it. Someone sent it to me in the mail. And I think this is a better grabber mask than the one that he wore. I had no idea that he was referencing Alex's penis with the big nose thing. I thought Shmuley was being anti-Semitic. I had the ADL on speed dial. I had the ADL on speed dial because what I'm witnessing right there is pure Jewish hate. They can't help their noses. As the old joke goes, the air is free. That's why Jews have big noses. And you don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, it's not their fault they have big noses. You don't have to mock their noses, Shmuley. How funny is it that my grabber mask has a smaller nose? I'm being more sensitive and understanding. So anyway, I guess my first segment is just a quick review on Shmuley because that was a treat. And part of me finds him hilarious. Like, I don't even hate the guy. His arguments are so preposterous that I can't help but laugh. I mean, that guy is a... I don't know. And I just, Alex Jones is raising the bar on culturally relevant comedy. So thanks for having me. And, I have some sketches for you today. I've been trying to rival Saturday Night Live with At a Reasonable Time. So I'll have that for you later in the hour that I'm doing here. You can call in. I love callers. We're also going to talk about how I got kicked off my payment processor in France. And you can always super chat me at entropystream.live/app/OwenBenjaminComedy or P.O. Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. So we're going to review exactly what France is okay with and what France is not okay with. This has just been a truly synchronous day for me, listening to you guys talk about France and Macron's dude there, my payment processor, Shmuley. Anyway, thanks again, Alex, for having me. We'll attack the deep state. I'll see you guys really soon. Much love.
Jessica, this
is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, comedian, tall man, adequate farmer, but fail. I fail at a lot of farming tasks. Call us at 877-892 and 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I'd love to talk to you guys. What's going on with us right now is unauthorized.tv. I know a lot of you guys have subscribed. That's my live streaming platform. Our payment processor was bought by a French company, and then we immediately got kicked off. So our payment processor is down. So if you want to support the stream, You can subscribe on Rumble. Shout out to Rumble, rumble.com/OwenBenjamin. And or Super Chat in the mail, or send any entropystream.live/app/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'll be doing a stream at 2 today, and I just would like to point out that France claims to be so open-minded that American pedo alleged, like Roman Polanski, gets arrested for molesting a 13-year-old. He flees to France, and their whole thing is like, we are so open-minded, unlike America. We eat pamplemousse and eat jambon, and we know about love and art and no, nonsense. If you question the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, if you question an injection given to you by eugenicists, when people around you are literally dying, they won't let you buy or sell legally in France. That's what just happened to us. And, you know, they wear their little capri pants and, you know, Macron gets molested at 14, marries the fella, you know, and everyone's like, oh, what a wonderful marriage. No kids, started with, you know, power abuse. And they're like, oh, that's great. Meanwhile, the country that censors the most tweets is France. The country is like, oh, we drink champagne and we're pumping news all day because we're open-minded. They're not open-minded. They just are open-minded when it comes to being gay. And that's it. So anyway, let's start taking some calls. We got a bunch. Wow, we have my mom's from Wisconsin. Let's start off with Wild from Wisconsin. That sounds exciting. What's up, Wild?
Hey, Owen, Benjamin.
I can't hear Wild. I feel like you just ran into the wilderness.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I can hear you, Wild. What's up?
Hey, big fan. Yeah, I was also tickled pink with the Shmooley interview. And I think a lot of the problems a lot of Christians have, or people on the right have with Jewish people in Israel, is their hate and disdain for Jesus. You know, they have the alternative plus sign in Israel, and multiple religious books like the Talmud say Jesus is boiling in hell in a pool of feces, and that his miracles were from the devil. And it's like a hate group against Jesus. It's just, I just want to be able to worship Jesus without being hated on. And I was wondering what's some good arguments from your point of view, because you're an expert on the topic, and how we can dissolve
You just went out again. I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it also depends on the Jew, because the word Jew has almost no definition at this point. You know, you don't need a religion. You can look like a ginger goblin or a black guy. You know, it's so. So then let's just take Ben Shapiro, right? When he admitted that on Joe Rogan, he's like, wow, you know, Jesus was a criminal and he died for his troubles. He tried to lead a revolt against Rome. I think a lot of quote-unquote Jews just try and get away with any argument they can. You know, Shmooley was just like, it was Rome who did it. It was Rome, and let's litigate it. It was Rome, you know, because he's trying to sell lube, and he's trying to, like, appeal to Christians. And then you'll, like, read part of the Talmud or find some other Jews, and they're like, nah, you know, Jesus was a, you know, it was horrible, horrible person. I used to argue with them about that a lot, and now I just see them as, it's just sad. It's like they're missing out. They're missing out on the beauty of the gospel, and that's their choice. And it's the key, which I think Alex Jones just did a great job with, is don't get mad, because a lot of them want you to get mad, and a lot of normal, good Christian American, you know, my mom's from Wisconsin. I know I like the Midwestern type. A lot of us can't imagine why someone would want to make you mad. You know, like why that's not even possible. Like, why would a human being want to make someone else fight or agitated or disgusted? They do. A lot of them do. And they wouldn't say that about the excrement and the urine unless they wanted you to be horrified and disgusted at them. And then they get something from that. And so what I try to do is starve it. I try to starve that emotion, because I used to give it to them a lot. I drink White Claw and yell at the moon and wear my Grabber mask, you know, my Grabber mask. And I would be so frustrated, you know, that no one was talking about Teva Pharmaceuticals or the Sackler family, and people are dying, and like all these Christians are giving their money to these people when they openly have a hatred for them. And then I'm like, well, you know, it's like, what am I going to do about it? They're wrong, and that's their thing. And the whole concept of the they, there's so many different types of Jews, and they're bonded through like this, you know, Holocaust imagery. You know, it's like, oh, the roller coaster of death, and you want the trains. Like, they always do that, like what Shmuley was doing. When he was like, the trains, I don't get on the train. I'm going to be far from the train. It's all this, like, Spielberg stuff where they talk about trains. Everyone, you know, they support each other even though they don't agree. Dude, tons of Jews think Shmuley's like a mess, you know. But they're not going to openly say that because someone just goes, trains and piles of shoes, and then they're like, oh. So that's my advice. My advice is just focus on what you love and just enjoy the parts of the Jewish people that are funny. Like the butt plug argument made me laugh a lot. I mean, that's pure chutzpah. All right. I hope that helped, Wild from Wisconsin. Was that helpful?
Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, like the porn stuff, major porn companies is also owned by a rabbi. The biggest distributor of gay porn in the U.S. is a Jewish couple. And that's fine. They can have that, but they don't have to push it on the kid, because in Christianity, these kids are supposed to be pure and not be corrupted and enjoy their childhood. You know, there's plenty of the world. There's plenty of earth for everybody. And it's not fair for them to monopolize the Holocaust, where there's been so many Russians and gypsies and other people who died of the Holocaust, and they've become now with the war in Gaza the same monsters they hate.
Is he gone?
So much. Hello?
I heard most of that. And just to follow that up, I completely agree. And actually, this leads into a hilarious sketch for you. It's the kid stuff. And when the trans kid thing happened, I burned my career over it. That's how strongly I feel about it. And you're absolutely right about, you know, the porn industry in LA is completely dominated by Jews, and they're very open about it. They brag about it. And the key is to not consume it, you know? And I have a sketch, part of a sketch I'm about to show you guys, and you can watch the rest of it on Rumble. It's called Hate is Great. I'm actually making fun of hate groups because, you know, the key is not consuming it. That's the bottom line for everything. Now, they cross the line when they market to kids. And that's why it's so important to keep a lot of these things illegal, because you don't want marketing companies to have an ability to get to kids. I homeschool my kids. I know a lot of people are not in that. They're not able to do that. You know, there's a lot of people that I feel tremendous compassion for. But the only way I can see to fight it is for us to make strong kids and to know it's our responsibility to keep them from that, and really be honest, like, about what our engagement is with Jewish industry, you know, whether it's debt or alcohol or pills or whatever. So anyway, I hope this helps. Check out this little sketch. This is called Hate is Great.
Hate is great.
All right, what's up next? What else does a Jew hurt us with? Yes, Brother Zachariah.
Pornos.
Jew loves feeding us those dirty pornos.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
They're huffing pain on the res, and it was like the best athletes just would melt down. And I know that's a fact. Not all Indians, obviously, but they have a weakness for it. And I think that's one reason why they were conquered, is because they didn't have this cultural or genetic ability to withstand alcohol. You know, a bunch of the Nordic glacier monkeys like myself, we have like a genetic predisposition to hoarding and compliant, you know, because the winter is so long and so brutal that I think a lot of glacier monkey types can just overthink the future, making everyone like us and get along, because that's how we survived really deep winters. And that can lead to a lot of problems, you know? And so I think right now we as a people are facing a giant issue with easy access sin. You know, easy access sugar, easy access fat, easy access pornography, easy access debt, easy access ego. You know, like I battle that too. Like I just want to fire up the X, the Twitter, and just, you know, tell everyone what I think about everything. And I don't always think about what comes next, you know. And so the more we can withstand that kind of stuff now, the stronger we'll be in the future. But I do agree with the caller from Wisconsin that they really cross the line when they market to kids, because it's not fair. You know, kids are still developing. Kids are still, you know, if Shmuley wants to convince a married couple that the one thing they're missing is anal play, you know, I think it's disgusting and horrible marriage advice. But, you know, it's at least they're adults. The irony about Shmuley is I was retweeting that video of his where he was wearing his own Grabber mask, prancing around like a little deranged leprechaun. And then I deleted it because there was kids in it. Because one of my standards that I try to hold is if a child is in a video that's controversial, not like in like a nice, cute video, but something where, you know, you got some goblin looking guy, you know, dancing around like a freak. I didn't share it, and I wanted to, but I withstood that. I was like, I'm not going to do that because kids are innocent. And I think including kids in his little tirade about Candace Owens is the real issue. You know, you want to convince a 60-year-old couple that it's actually not their dishonor, lack of faith, materialism, inability to communicate, or money problems that's causing their marital tension. It's actually the lack of lubricated anal play. Like, if you want to make that call, like, if you want to try and convince someone that's your decision. And hopefully people make the right decision and say, you know, I think there's more going on with our marriage than the lack of anal play, the lack of kosher lubricated dildo work on the butt. You know, that's just my opinion. But when you include kids, there isn't that God-given consent, that free will. And so I recommend we all really try and raise the standard. What I'm trying to do is swear less. You know, a lot of you guys that are listening, you might have been offended by me in the past when I've wanted something, a sacred cow or an identity or something that you think, like the moon landing or Indians or something, black dudes stealing bikes. You know, I can be a little offensive, Jewish noses, but I do it to myself too. And I'm going to try to not say the F word anymore, which is horrifying to me. You know, like I love it. I love swearing. I think it's, my class and my upbringing swears a lot. Like, if you didn't swear, you were gay, you know? But I have to admit that it's sexually obscene, even if I don't use it in that connotation, you know? And so that's what I'm working on right now because it's just time to do that. Like, if I'm going to preach about not sexualizing kids, and I came to this conclusion a while ago that I'm obviously tremendously against teaching children gay stuff, trans stuff, sodomy, all the rainbow agenda they have in schools. But to not be a hypocrite, I also am against teaching any sex to kids. Because where does it end? You know, it's like, oh, but sex ed is good for 9-year-olds. It's like, do you teach all the positions? Do you teach oral? You know, and you're like, why are we talking about any sex to kids? Like, why not keep them without any sexual imagery as long as we can, you know? And then I thought to myself, well, the F word sure is about, you know, some pretty aggressive animalistic copulation. And I say it all the time. So that's what I'm working on. And I got another little clip for you here. This is the role of a lot of Jews in society. I see them as like leprechauns and they're trying to trick you. And it's our job to just not be tricked. So enjoy this little cartoon. We made it during COVID. We made this years ago, but now I think people can see how accurate it is. Enjoy.
If you accept the nature of things, you don't get mad. You're just like, oh, the leprechaun's here. He's got a trick. Watch this.
Ho-ho! Transgenderism with the hormone C. A boy becomes a girl 3. T-E-T-E.
And you're like, oh, the leprechaun's trying to sell some hormone products and subvert the family.
Oh, you got me. And now I'm gone. T-E-E. T-E-T-E. T-E-T-E.
And this all starts when you just acknowledge it. Don't be like, okay, leprechaun, give me your gold, and then I'll sign your paperwork that I don't understand.
This is too easy, bro. I mean...
Oh, no, seriously. What do I sign? I mean, I'm going to trust you. I mean, you're wearing a nonsense hat, and you're from a foreign country, and you keep smiling, literally a devil grin.
And you're giving me free gold. What could possibly go wrong?
Dude, when this all crashes, don't kill me. I'm a leprechaun.
No, I mean, why wouldn't I just, you know, trust all my nutrition and news and publishing and war? Hey, you want my son? Take him to Afghanistan, right? So, Bin Laden's still there?
You fucking believe this? When this crashes, it was still your fault for signing the paper.
What could possibly go wrong? Give me the gold, take my son. Why would you lie? You're a little trickster wearing a weird hat that I don't know. And you're like, dude, it's called chutzpah. They tell you what they do.
Read the fine print, teehee.
Sign on the dotted line, no problem. Why? I mean, I trust you. You are wearing a white jacket and a very small hat. And you have a piece of paper on the wall that says you went somewhere that I don't understand. So why exactly are you going to be cutting my child's penis?
Smegma, the cancer on the PP.
Come to Warren. If he dies, I'll know it's for a good cause.
You're not even skeptical?
Why would I be skeptical? This is not a land of leprechaun. This is a land of freedom, America, soil, God.
Buddy, I'm wearing green pants. When you figure this out, like, you're gonna kill me.
Figure what out? You seem like a very honest man. Why wouldn't you want to clean up his whole life? And then he'll go to school where he learns lies and gets given hormones and food that has been changed genetically to give him breasts. What part about this isn't great?
Dude, there's going to be nothing to steal if you don't see through something. I didn't want to be here, dude. Come on, man. It's your son.
Inject him with aluminum. I mean, how else is he not going to get the plague? All right, let's put on some masks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that cartoon. At the end, it said unauthorized.tv. Our payment processor banned us at the beginning of the month. So we've been, but our site is still working for all the subscribers, but my income got crushed. But it's all good. You know, people are supporting. And if you guys want to, I'm the first gratuity-based comedian in the history of entertainment. You know, it's like I'm like a waiter at this point or a piano man. Where if you enjoy any of these jokes and you want to tip the piano man or tip the local bard, you can send a letter at P.O. Box 490, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864, or subscribe on Rumble, rumble.com/Owen Benjamin, or entropystream.live/app/Owen Benjamin comedy. And I will read anything you write on those at my live stream at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So again, just to sum up that cartoon's message, there's a double-edged sword with free will. And, you know, Jesus in the Logos about, like, the kingdom of God is within and that we have free will. The flip side of that is people are going to try and trick you and trick us, and we have to resist. And so that's the double-edged sword. And trust me, I've been tricked a lot. All right. I have fallen for all kinds of tricks. I mean, I used to live that if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad song. Like, I get it. But, you know, it's all about not being tricked. And support Alex Jones. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.